Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Samach Gimel, 463. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of examination of witnesses by the dayanim, by the judges. Drisha v'chakira, says the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Ki sishma ba'achas arecha, when you hear in one of your cities, Asher Hashem alkecha nosein lecha l'shev Hashem leimar, that in one of your cities that Hashem has given you, Yatzu anashim b'nei b'liyal mikirbecha, there have been some Jews, and they have gone out, and they have done something evil, v'yadichu es yoshvei yiram leimar, and they have convinced the majority of the city to worship Avodah Zarah, ne'alcha v'na'avda lohem achirim shol yidatem, and you search out Vidarashta. So the context of this mitzvah is within the section of Ir HaNidachas, a city that worships Avodah Zarah, which the next number of mitzvahs deal with. But if we have Drisha v'chakira here in this context, even though it applies to all dinim, as we will see, the Ramban here discusses why Daf gets mentioned by Ir HaNidachas. But says the Torah, Vidarashta, v'chakarta, v'sha'alta heitev, you shall search out, you shall inquire, you shall ask very well. Three different words. V'hine emes nachon adavar, and the truth comes out after you cross-examine. Nesta to'eva azos bekerbecha. It's true. This to'eva, see here, Avodah Zarah is called to'eva. This to'eva has been committed. Hakei takes yoshi yelefichar, you have to destroy the irani dachas v'chulu. But this is the pasuk. V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta. Three different commands of searching out. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Chazal, that it's not only three. Mikan Lamdu. From here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns Sheva Chakiros, as we will get to, seven important questions that need to be asked of every witness. Mi Ribu Yamikra. Why? There's three right here. Kan Yishalosh, says Rashi. Drisha V'Chakira Heitev. And then v'sha'alta, Rashi says, eino min aminyan. The third one is not counted. Umimenu lamdu abedikos. Right, that's a different type of question that we, Bezer Shem, will talk about soon. But elsewhere it says, later on, v'darshu ha'shoftim heitev. Elsewhere it says, v'darashta heitev. And you put all the psukim together, along with a couple of gzeir shavis, you get seven limudim, and seven, the source for seven questions. This is the concept, the mitzvah of Drisha v'chakira. It's interesting that not every Rishon counts this as a mitzvah. Not every Gaon. If you look in the Bahag, the Baal HaLachos Gedolos, in his count, doesn't have Drisha v'chakira. Would you count cross-examination as a separate mitzvah saseh daraisa? Bezin as a mitzvah to judge properly. B'tzedek tishpat amisecha. Bezin as a mitzvah in various cases. But the general chiv of Drisha v'chakira, so, not all Rishonim count that. We'll have to talk about the Lamdis. So, what's the Rambam counts it? The Chinuch counts it. Why? What's the Svara behind them? Okay, so we'll see. Let's get into the Chinuch. Lakara Eidos Chakira Gedola. And one has to, Bezdin has to cross examine the witnesses very, very in depth. V'lidrosho sahitei b'chol kochenu. Kedei ladash, shoresh adover, v'amitaso ala kivun agamur. You have to see if these witnesses are telling the truth. So you have to cross examine them very well. And this is what it said in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, having mitunim badin, right? What does it say? The first mission of Pirkei Avos, be patient in judgment. Part of this mitzvah is related to that. V'hakol aman nisyashev al hadavar, that we settle ourselves into the din. We don't act in a hasty way. V'neidabo kol ha'emes, v'lo nia nimhorin bedin. Pen, what if we make a mistake? Chas v'shalom. Pen namis hazakai, o nafsin mamono b'halamas ha'emes. We'll kill somebody inappropriately, or lahavdil, we'll take somebody else's money away. So that is why one has to make sure to cross-examine extremely well. And the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Eidos. Interestingly, this is in all the way at the beginning of Hilchas Eidos. The Rambam quotes, there's a mitzvah to testify that we've had before in Sefer Vayikra, and then there's a mitzvah to cross-examine. Says the Rambam, mitzvah zaseh lidrosho eidim v'lach karosan, u'laharbos b'she'elatan, and to be marben, give them a lot of questions, u'midaktikin alein, u'misayinos me'inyin le'inyin, and you ask them questions here, and then the Gemara says, you schlep them to a different room and ask them questions there, and you schlep them to a different room and ask them questions there, and you make it very difficult so that if they're not telling the truth, they'll basically just give up and say, okay, forget it. Not interested. Kedesha Yishtoku O Yachsiru Bahen. Or they'll take it back. Im Yesh Beidu Sandofi. Shneemar Vidarashta Vichakarta Vishalta Edev. Vitzrichan Adayanim Lihizaher Beis Chakira Seidim. They have to be very careful in the cross examination process. Shema Mitochan Yomudula Shaker. They might see how you're asking the questions and they'll know what answer you want. So the Dayanim have to be very, very objective and very careful how they ask the questions. Yeah, we'll get to the questions, Be'ez Hashem, shortly. It's an interesting ha'ara that some of the Achronim bring out. If you look in the Margolius Hayam on Daf Mem in Maseches Sanhedrin, one of the great Achronim of recent days on Sanhedrin, he asks, but doesn't every Jew have a Cheskes Kashrus? What do we have to self-examine for? Every Jew has a Cheskes Kashrus. As we know, Eid Echa Nema Visurin. You go into somebody's house, you're allowed to eat their food, you can trust it's kosher. Why? You don't have to start cross-examining them. Right? Every time you go to somebody's house for Shabbos, we don't cross-examine them. They have a Cheskes Kashrus. Right? If somebody comes in shul and says they're a Kohen, we allow them to duchin. We give them the first aliyah. Right? In many areas of halacha, we trust people. All of a sudden, it comes to Eidus. No, you got to cross-examine them. Why is that? So, say, two ideas. Number one could be that here there's a risk factor, there's somebody else involved. You're right, every case, like if I go to somebody's house, I'm involved. But here, if I'm a judge, I have two other people. And what I decide about A is going to affect B in certain cases of, let's say, monetary laws. Or I'm going to decide about what happened in the situation. So that's not just about a reality right now. Is this kosher? Is this not kosher? I'm trying to figure out what happened. Maybe that doesn't have to do with Cheskes Kashrus. That's to do with he's Ne'aman, but here the stakes are somewhat higher. The way the Ramban says it, the Margolius Hayam quotes a Ramban, who says that every individual person has a Cheskes Kashrus. That's true. But when you're dealing with the world, you know there are some liars out there. There are some liars in the world. Each person himself has a Cheskes Kashrus, but there are some liars. When the Torah demands din, the Torah demands mishpat, and proper mishpat, they have to make a rule for the tzibur, not just for the yachid. So therefore, even if the Gadol Hador is going to be on the witness stand, we're going to have to cross-examine him. Says the Rabbah, Shem ayonu donim al adam prati, anachno omrim shehu min arov, haksherim, v'lo chayshin lemiyuta, aval kishachazal tiknu, bishvil ha'olam, hitchashvu im ha'metziya sheyesh ba'olam, miyocheinam, sheinam ksherim. And therefore, you have to take into account, you have to cross-examine, because you're dealing with the tzibur here. You're not just dealing with, right, you, one person's house, that's a yachid. But here, you're right, each time you cross-examine, you're dealing with a yachid, but you're dealing with a judicial system. And therefore, this is the rules for the judicial system. Important ha'ara. Good, now let's get back to, let's continue first to the chiddach, and then we'll get back. Kol asherb einav brosho yabit. Anyone who has any eyes in their head, says the chiddach, will realize that ki riboy o azharos, the kefal ha'inyan bimilot shonot, the fact that the Torah emphasizes this in three different places so much, cross-examine, well, because the Torah wants you to make sure that the judicial system doesn't become a farce, doesn't become a joke, and people can know that they can come and lie and make up stories. No. Ki davar gadol hu v'yamud chazak shedam nefesh abriyos munachalav. It's literally the blood of people are connected and dependent on this mitzvah. V'la'arach b'shorash mitzvah ki niglahu. I don't have to explain it so much, but it's all about the judicial system. Okay, midiri ha-mitzvah. Let's get into some of the nitty-gritty halachas. Masha amru zachorim lavracha. Shebeshevach hakiros botkin kol eid. As Rashi said, there are seven hakiros. As we're about to see, there are two types of questions in halacha. There are hakiros and there are bedikos. What's the difference between hakiros and bedikos? So, hakiros. What are the hakiros? Here we go. Shebeshevach hakiros. Seven hakiros. Elohein. They all have to do with the background to the situation. Question one, we asked the Edom. Be'eza shmita misheva shmito shebeyovel ira hamaisa shehu meyed alav. We know that every cycle of shmita, there are seven cycles of shmita in Yovel. So we ask him, okay, which cycle of Shemitah did you see that? And then we get more specific. And which year of Shemitah was it? And then we get to, and within which month? And what day of the month was it? And which day of the week is it? We start off with the most general, and then we keep getting to the most specific. And then we get to, ubekama shows bayom. What hour of the day was it? Ubeeza makom. And where was it? Va'afilu amar. Hayom argo emesh. And even if the person says, well, I saw a murder yesterday, we still ask him all these questions. Even if he says yesterday. No, this is the formal ceremony. Not even ceremony, but this is what's demanded. Sho'alin oso kol zeh. These are the seven questions that are asked. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalid wonders, he says, if you ask the average person on the street, are they going to know what cycle of Shemitah in Yovel it is? He says, nobody knows that. He says, and even, fascinatingly, and even if you ask the average person who lives outside the land of Israel what year of Shemitah it is, they probably won't know. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't say this, but you got to know, because you got to follow the halacha. But outside, he says, in Oz Dalid, he says, in the end of the first paragraph, he says, Davar Kasha, Hatzir Ma'od, I can't fathom it. Mamash, Bekala Olam, Ein Yodim Ha'idna, Cheshbon HaYovel's Klal. Nobody knows this. We don't even have Yovel anymore. We don't even have Yovel anymore. Afilu Shmita Sein Yodim Ha'idna. Nobody knows. He lived in the 1800s. L'Rov Ha'olam Bechutz La'aretz. Rakichidi Skula, and Ogam Shmita's Ksafim. So says the Minchas Chinuch, yes, I know the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, that the first Chakira that you ask is which Shemitah cycle, but says the Minchas Chinuch now a big Chiddush. If you look at the Torah, it doesn't say specifically what these Chakiros are. We, Chazal, made them up. So says the Minchas Chinuch, these Chakiros are only relevant when they are relevant. They're only relevant when it makes sense to ask them. That's the Din D'Oraisa. When it doesn't make sense to ask one of these seven Chakiros because A, there is no Yovel anymore, B, nobody knows what cycle it is anyway, then you don't have to ask the questions, says the Minchas Chinuch. V'nirali d'be'emes ein mavur b'torah mahein ha-chakiros. It doesn't say, rak da Torah kasva d'sorach she'edush sh'ata yochal aziba. You have to give enough testimony that we know exactly when it occurred. If Edom Zomim Mazimim want to come, they can knock out these first Edom. Fourth wide line, v'kol zeh b'makom sh'shayach ha-shev ha-chakiros. Tzrichem bezen l'chakram v'gam ha-zoma tluya b'kulon. So when they're applicable, then you ask them. But in a time period in history when it doesn't make sense, because nobody knows, so then the Torah's not makbid on that, and don't worry about it. And look, in a chinami, you do not have to ask which cycle of Shemitah in Yovel it is, if it's during Bayisheni, when many of the Gonim say there was no Yovel anymore. Or after Bayisheni, when for sure there was no Yovel anymore. So that's an important ha'ara the Minchas Chinuch has, that these chakiros are somewhat flexible. And that is, they're the major questions, but you can knock off one or two of them if nobody really knows the answers to these questions. Good, then the Chinuch continues. Umilvad sheva ha-chakiros elu, sheshavos b'chol edus. Besides these seven that are asked by every case, no matter what the testimony is about, yesh b'chol, and this is a machlokas we showed him, but this is what the Rambam and the Chinuch hold, yesh b'chol mitzvos ha-chakira, also included in this category one. Category one are the more important questions, as we'll see what makes them important. Lish'oloto, you gotta ask a couple of specific questions based on the type of testimony it is. If it is Avodah Zarah, well, which Avodah Zarah were they worshipping? And how did they worship? V'yameisha chilol Shabbos. Oh, chilol Shabbos. Omrim lo, which malacha did they do? How did they do that malacha? Those are also in category one type questions, says the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look in the note here in Oz Gimel, this is the Rambam Shita, unlike the Ravid. The Ravid says, seven chakiros and no more. But the Rambam and the Chinuch add on, no, these are also crucial. These are just specific to Avodah Zarah, to Shabbos. If it was Yom Kippur, if people are mayed that somebody ate on Yom Kippur, Omrim lo, what did he eat? How much did he eat? Those are also crucial questions. Those are all, though, category one type questions called chakiros or drishos. But then, let's talk about the second type, and then we'll make some important lumdus points. There is a second category of questions, and those are called bedikos. Bedikos. Uba, let's read it. Uba vakos eshes chadosh. Shein dikros chakiras vidrishos. Shein ikar ha'edus. V'ima hen yischayevo yipadra nidor men yuzmu ha'edim. Those are the crucial ones. But there are others, and we ask other questions. Be'inyanim achirim. She'enam ikar gadol be'edus. They're not so ikar. She'enam ikar, because they're not ikar. What do you mean they're not ikar? The nafgamin is going to be, what happens if one of the witnesses say, I'm not sure. What if a witness says, I don't know? What do we do? So the halacha is, by one of the seven questions, we throw them out. You don't know, you need to know. And if you don't know, you're not testifying. By these other questions that we're about to see, I don't know doesn't ruin it. A contradiction between the witnesses does ruin it, even in these questions. But an I don't know. So what are these kind of questions? Let's see. V'yatlein, amru, kalamari v'dikas b'shubach. And it's good to ask all these questions. What was the murderer wearing? Not with what did he kill? Because that's probably a chakira, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. But what was he wearing? Right? What color were his socks? You know, those types of questions. Was it on grass or was it on dirt? You know, other types of details that you might not have noticed, and it doesn't pertain directly to the act that was done. Those are bedikos, and those are secondary. And this is what I just said on the top of the next page. Shebich hakiros, by hakiros, imkiven o'edo echad eduso. Vashini amar enio deye eduso betela. By one of the seven, or first category ones, if somebody says, I don't know, we throw them out. They need to know. You need to know what day, what time, with what. Of obibidikos, but by the lesser details that are needed, even if they both say, I don't know, it's okay. So they weren't focused on what the guy was wearing. Surely if only one of them says in Yodea. But if they contradicted each other, if one of them says the murderer was wearing a red shirt, and the other one, I shouldn't say red because maybe there was blood, a yellow shirt and a blue shirt, so then we will throw them out, even about the bedikos, because they can't contradict each other. They can say, I don't know, but they can't contradict each other. So that's an important discussion of two types of questions. Good. So let's get back to the lumdus for a minute, and that is when it comes to the minyan hamitzvos. We mentioned the bahag and others do not count Drisha v'chakira as a separate mitzvah. The question is why? So, the mitzvahs hamelech, other achronim, I'll read it to you for the mitzvah hamelech, says, maybe the point is, what does Drisha v'chakira do? Meaning there are two formulations that one can have. The witnesses, an aide comes to court. We then have to cross-examine them, and then we trust their testimony. That's one way to do it. That Drisha v'chakira is a function of the din process. And that's all it is. But there's another way to look at it, and that is they're not called halachic witnesses until they have been through Drisha v'chakira. They don't get a shame aid until they've been cross-examined. You're not a witness until you've been cross-examined in halacha. And then, gather adavar de'ein kol ela edim, shame edim, ela achar she'achar osam. Dekodem drisha v'chakira, ein makablen agadas edim klal, umemela, gam taras edim ein lohem, v'yedei drisha v'chakira hu denasin edim. And therefore, this isn't a separate mitzvah, it's what makes them edim. There's a mitzvah of edus, there's a mitzvah of bezdin, you know, judging properly. So, this isn't a separate mitzvah, according to those achronim, or the rishonim. The bahago doesn't count it, so just the mitzvah's a melech, because this is just about what's making them edim. And therefore, it wouldn't be counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam obviously must feel otherwise. The Rambam and the Chinuch who count it as a separate mitzvah must be, no, they are Edom. They're Edom already. This is a separate mitzvah, say, Daraisa, to cross-examine. It's not creating anything. They're witnesses without this. But this is the Machlokes, Rambam and others. And he quotes this, could be a Machlokes Achronim between the Shach and the Nodabi Yehuda. Big discussion whether the Drisha v'chakira, this is purely to make sure that it is eid, what's called eid she'iyata yachol hazima, like we had before, eid she'iyachol hazima, as we had before. Eid has to be hazama-able, as we can make up that word. And if it's not, maybe it's not considered eid. Is that the only reason for cross-examination or not? So he relates it to that issue. Okay, let's continue though. A couple of more important points. On a d'oraisa level, cross-examination is even by dinim amanus. But the Gemara tells us in Masechas Sanhedrin, they knocked off this requirement by dinim amanus. Why? Shlotino delas bifnei lavin. As we know, people stop lending money. Why? Because when you lend money, you want to have witnesses so that you know, you'd be able to have proof that you lent the money. The problem is nobody wanted to be witnesses anymore because they would have to be cross-examined in court. It's embarrassing and it's hard work and it's a tircha. So people stop being witnesses. People stop lending money and forget it. So Chazal said, you know what? We cannot, just like Chazal have the power to knock out other mitzvos b'sheva al taseh, don't blow shofar, don't shake a lulav v'chalu. So also here, don't do drisha v'chakira by dinim amanis in order for the greater good that people should get loans. Right? That is what is said in the Gemara and that's what we paskin. But the Chinuch points out, dine knasos, when it comes to fines, you for sure need drisha v'chakira, like kefel or dalav v'hei. And surely for Chiyuvei Malkus or Galus. If you look back in the beginning, in the Minchas Chinuch Nos Beis, he discusses, it's a discussion of the Rishonim, whether Kiddush HaChodesh requires Drisha V'Chakira. When the Edom come and testify about the moon, does that need Drisha V'Chakira? So you have all the questions that were asked in the Mishnayos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, they discuss it. But it sounds like from the Rambam that it is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's what Minchas Chinuch wonders about in Os Beis. You know, why would it be D'Rabbanan? No, Drisha V'Chakira is a mitzvah d'oraisa by all edios. I don't know why the Rambam would not count that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But either way, that is the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara about Kiddush HaChodesh in Os Beis. Going towards the end, V'noheges mitzvah zulin yin mamon b'chol makom b'chol zman. This mitzvah applies always b'zicharim. Males, why? Because it's a mitzvah upon Besdin. And Besdin is made up of males. Ulein yinafashos umalkas uknasin noagas ba'aretz bezvanshah Sanhedrin yoshim mikoman. And dinin nefashos and malkas and knas only in Eretz Yisrael when we have a Sanhedrin. The Minchas Chinuch again does not like this pshat because we know that when there's a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, you can even judge outside of Eretz Yisrael. So why should it be limited to Eretz Yisrael? So he leaves that as a little sarach ian. If Bezdin judges a case and does not cross-examine the witnesses, then they are mevatel this mitzvah saseh and ancho gadol ma'od, because you know this is terrible. They're not just being choteh, but they're machtiim and they're being mafsid other people's money and they're causing people pain if they're giving malchus for no reason or even worse. So this is something that we have to realize. Drisha V'Chakira, mitzvah zaseh. If they fulfill this mitzvah, and he quotes the other beautiful Chazal, then it's as if they were not a shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa b'reishis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world brings shalom to the world, and a dayan who judges properly brings shalom to the world. So therefore, in the positive realm, you know, this is a tremendous mitzvah when they fulfill it properly. Okay, we'll stop here.